Hello, this is the Bible in Fewer Words. We are Carol and Steve Wells. This is episode 241, Matthew chapters 14 and 15. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Carol. Two chapters today. They're kind of long, so we're going to have to get started.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Matthew chapter 14. Herod the Tetrarch heard of Jesus' fame and said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He's risen from the dead." What's that about, Steve?
Well, this isn't Herod the Great. Herod the Great died in 4 BC. This is his son, Herod Antipas. He is the ruler, kind of a puppet king for Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And he's ruling over Galilee and also Perea, which is to the east.
Thanks for that information.
Yeah. And apparently he thinks that Jesus is John the Baptist risen from the dead.
John the Baptist isn't dead yet.
Yeah, that's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Crazy, right? To think that Jesus would be the risen John the Baptist.
Yeah. And actually, were people resurrected back then?
Not really. But people lived in this Sheol, they called it, which was sort of a spirit world.
Okay.
Poorly defined. And everyone went there, both good and bad. They didn't have a heaven and a hell. When you died, you were more or less dead, but you saw your spirit kind of hung out in this misty environment out there somewhere. And sometimes people would be called back from the dead. Like, remember they called Samuel back from the dead?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We'll see that this is kind of a common thing for people to think that Jesus might be the risen John the Baptist, or maybe he's Elijah. You know, who knows?
Who knows? I mean, right? It might just be Jesus.
But in this case, it's weird for him to think that he's the risen John the Baptist, because in the very next verse, we see that John the Baptist is still alive.
Okay.
Verse 3, Herod had arrested John and put him in prison because John the Baptist had said to him, "It isn't lawful for you to marry Herodias, your brother Philip's wife."
Well, sometimes it is lawful, isn't it? Sometimes you kind of have to.
Sometimes it's required. If your brother dies before he has a son, then his brother has to marry his dead brother's wife. You can't marry your brother's wife while your brother is still alive.
Okay, and that's what he did here.
That's what he had divorced her, and he married his brother's ex-wife. Mm-hmm. And that is not allowed by Leviticus.
So John the Baptist said to Herod, "You can't do that."
Right. And so Herod said, "Well, I'll just imprison you then."
Okay. So that's where he is now. He's
yeah.
In fact, not dead. Herod would have killed John the Baptist, but he was afraid of what the people might do, since they considered him to be a prophet.
Verse 6, it was Herod's birthday, and Herodias' daughter danced for him and pleased him.
So he promised to give her whatever she asked. So this was the young woman who danced?
Yeah.
His stepdaughter?
We'd like to give her a name, wouldn't we? What have you heard?
Salome.
Salome, yeah. We think we know who she is because we've heard the name before, but it's not in the Bible.
Okay. We all agree that it was Salome.
Yeah.
After it.
Well, no, what happened was Josephus is a Roman historian, wrote just a little bit after this period of time, like in the first century CE. He said her name was Salome. So that's where we get that from. So Salome, or whatever her name was, she danced and Herod liked it.
Yeah, and he said, "Hey, I'll give you whatever you want."
Mm-hmm.
She said, after being instructed by her mother, "Give me the head of John the Baptist on a platter." Because I guess she was also angry at John the Baptist for saying, "I can't marry this guy."
Right. Herod was sorry, but since he had made an oath, he commanded it to be done. And he had John the Baptist beheaded in prison.
His head was put on a platter and given to the daughter, who brought it to her mother. Okay, you don't want to upset that guy, Herod.
John's disciples took the body, buried it, and went to tell Jesus.
When Jesus heard about it, he went on a boat to a desert place. The people followed him from the cities.
Jesus saw the crowd, felt sorry for them, and healed their sick.
When evening came, his disciples came to him and said, "This is the desert and it's getting late. Send the crowd away so that they can go to the village to buy food."
Jesus said, "They don't need to leave. Give them something to eat."
They said to him, "We only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes."
Jesus said, "Bring them to me." Jesus told the people to sit in the grass while he took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, looked up to heaven, blessed and broke the bread, and gave the loaves to his disciples, who gave it to the people.
And everyone ate enough to be satisfied. They collected 12 baskets of leftovers. There were 5,000 men who ate, not counting the women and children, because we never count the women and children.
Yeah. Verse 22, Jesus boarded a boat and sent the crowd away. When he got to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, he climbed to the top of a mountain to pray.
So Jesus is praying, probably for the soul of John the Baptist. Well, wait a minute. Do you have to pray for someone's soul when they were dead there? Because there was no heaven and hell, was there?
Well, you're way beyond what I can help with.
Okay, it's just a question that I had.
Like, I have no idea.
I guess he's mourning him. I mean, he was his buddy, wasn't he?
Oh, and you know, this is an interesting topic. Mm-hmm. Some people think that Jesus was a disciple of John the Baptist. Mm-hmm. That John the Baptist may have been the real guy, you know, the main yeah. character here. And Jesus kind of had a minor role.
So, but he has no head anymore.
Well, yeah.
So
right.
Maybe Jesus thought, all right, I guess I better step up.
I think all we know is that Jesus went up on a mountain and prayed.
Okay. Verse 25. Early the next morning, Jesus went out to them, walking on the water. When the disciples on the boat saw him walking on the water, they were troubled and said, "It's a ghost."
Jesus said to them, "Be happy. It's me. Don't be afraid." Peter said, "Lord, if it's really you, let me walk to you on the water."
So they're kind of testing him a little bit.
Well, Peter is.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know if he's testing him. He's just saying, "That looks like fun. Can I do it?"
Me too.
Yeah.
Jesus said to him, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and began walking on the water. But he was afraid. And when he began to sink, he cried out saying, "Lord, save me." I guess he didn't know how to swim.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of fishermen don't.
Yeah.
Jesus grabbed him and said, "Oh, ye of little faith, why did you doubt?"
The disciples who were in the boat said to Jesus, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
Jesus walking on the water occurs in other Gospels, but this is the only one that has Peter trying to do it.
Verse 34, then Jesus and his disciples went to the land of Gennesaret. All of the sick were brought to Jesus, and everyone who touched the hem of his robe was healed.
Chapter 15. The scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders by not washing their hands before eating?"
Jesus replied, "Why do you break God's commandment by not killing children who curse their parents?" Whoa, that was quite a retort.
Yeah. So it turns out that Jesus is right here. There are at least 3 places in the Hebrew Scriptures that require disobedient children to be executed. But there's nothing in the Bible that actually says, "Wash your hands before you eat." It does say that priests have to wash up before they go into the tabernacle.
Uh-huh.
Remember that? If they don't
yes.
do that, they'll be killed.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't say anyone has to wash before they eat. So I think Jesus kind of won that. But what's interesting here is that Jesus seems to be saying they should kill your disobedient children, you know, like it says you should in the Scriptures.
Uh-huh.
He's acting like they should.
Yes.
That's his excuse for not washing his hands. Well, you don't kill your children when they're disobedient.
So leave me alone.
So you're disobeying God there. So let me disobey God here, or at least the rabbis.
Yeah.
I don't know. Weird stuff.
That is.
Verse 10, Jesus called a crowd of people together and said to them, "A person is defiled by what comes out of the mouth, not by what goes into it."
So I don't have to wash my hands because it doesn't matter if it's dirty.
That's what he's saying. Yeah.
The disciples said to Jesus, "Don't you know that the Pharisees were offended by what you said?"
Jesus answered, "Don't worry about what they say. They are the blind leading the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, they'll both fall into a ditch."
Peter said to him, "Explain that parable to us."
Jesus said, "What goes in the mouth goes into the belly and out of the body. But what comes out of the mouth comes from the heart. These are the things that defile a person."
For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, theft, lies, and blasphemies. But to eat with unwashed hands doesn't defile anyone.
Yeah, so it's okay.
Okay, so why isn't he saying what comes out of the heart are lovely, loving thoughts about your parents?
Good point. I think he's saying that the problems that we have, the things that we do that are wrong, most of them anyway, are things that come from out of the heart, if they're wrong. Mm-hmm. And we oftentimes speak the words that mm-hmm. are the wrong thing to say.
And so what Jesus says also comes out of his heart and is also black and bad?
Yeah.
We're not going to think about that.
I don't know. But I guess that Jesus is saying we need to be worried about what we say rather than whether our
hands are dirty.
Hands are dirty.
Okay.
I don't know.
Verse 22. Then Jesus came to the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And a Canaanite woman cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is possessed by a devil."
Jesus said to her, "It's not right to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs."
All right, why is he saying that to her?
Because he's calling her a dog.
Oh, because she's a Canaanite.
Uh-huh.
And a Canaanite woman.
The children are the children of God, and they're the ones that are supposed to get the bread.
Yes.
So the children are the Hebrews, they're the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a non-Jewish Canaanite woman. And so she's a dog.
I guess.
And it's not right to give the bread to the dogs.
No, but it's also him giving an example of what kind of things come out of a heart.
Yeah, I think so.
So she replied, "Yes, but dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Like, "I just want your crumbs."
Yeah. Jesus said to her, "Oh, woman, you have great faith. Let it be done to you as you wanted."
And the devil left her daughter at that hour.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Jesus went up on a mountain next to the Sea of Galilee, just like he did before. A great crowd came to him with many crippled, blind, mute, and maimed people. Jesus healed them all.
Jesus called his disciples and said, "I feel sorry for the crowd. They've been following me for 3 days and have had nothing to eat. I won't send them away fasting, for they will faint along the way." And then he won't have any people anymore to follow him around.
I guess so. His disciples said, "Where will we get enough food to feed such a large crowd?" You'd think they'd know by now, right?
Yes.
In the last chapter, he did it with 5,000, no big deal. Now he's got 4,000. Where are we going to get all this food?
I forgot.
Yeah.
Jesus asked them, "How many loaves of bread do you have?"
They answered, 7 and a few little fishes.
And Jesus told them to sit down on the ground. He took the 7 loaves and fishes, gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to distribute to the crowd.
Everyone ate and was filled, and the disciples collected 7 baskets of leftovers.
4,000 men were fed, not including the women and children.
Yeah, so a lot of Bible scholars think that this is what's called a doublet. It's like when you have 2 stories mm-hmm. about the same event. But one time somebody says it's 4,000, same story.
Mm-hmm.
You know Jesus, he was up on the mountain up by the Sea of Galilee.
Yeah.
And there was all these people that came. They didn't have any food, so Jesus fed 5,000 people. Another person tells the same story, but he says it's 4,000 people. This was actually in the Gospel of Mark, and that's probably where Matthew's getting it. What Mark did then was to include both stories as though they were 2 separate events.
Uh-huh.
Mark is considered to be the oldest gospel, and Matthew is copying a lot of his material from the Gospel of Mark.
So are they both saying this story twice?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's it. We made it through 2 chapters today.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
Sure.
And listeners, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.